Yivamis, Perikyud Mishnah Ches. Ben Teisha Shonim Yom Echad Shebo Al Yevimtoi. We have another Mishnah over here with a Ben Teisha Shonim Yom Echad, where we say that the Yibum, we paskin in Mishnah Zayin, that the Bias, Ben Teisha Shonim Yom Echad, is a Maise Bio to Pasel, like a Maimar, but not to actually be Koina. So he was Bo Al Yevimtoi, V'achakach Bo Al Tzoroso. L'chera, once he's Miyabim, there's no din to be Miyabim the Tzor. It's not Chal. What's the regular din if Reuven dies and he has two wives, leaves them both over to Shimon? So we've been saying throughout the length of Maseches Yevamos that if Shimon is bought on Rochel, Leah the Tzara goes scot-free without any Yibum, without any Chalitza. What would be a tak if he'd be born Leah? He's not married to her. Even though it's only Chayv and Lavin, the Lashon of the Gemara earlier in Dafyu, Dafyu Alef, is that the Torah was menatic from the Tzara's Erev of Chayv and Krisus, because there was a heter. He was allowed to be miyabim. He chose to marry her to be miyabim her tzor. But she doesn't go back to being chavik krisus. But Lamai says she's not married. He can't be married to both tzoras. It can't be that he was miyabim one and then he married bechupa v'kiddushin the second one. So over here by Ben Teshon v'yamechad, he wasn't really miyabim the first one because it wasn't chal. So therefore, there's still a mokum for him to form a relationship, teraisa certainly, with her tzara. Therefore, when he's bought tzara, he's poslai de atzmai for himself on the first one. You hear what happened? He was bought, the Ben Teshon Yamechad was bought on Rochel. He now forged like a maimah connection with Rochel. He's supposed to be miyabim, supposed to wait 4 years and be miyabim Rochel. Instead, he was bought on Leah. Because Rochel wasn't a proper yibum, so his being bought on Leah also created a Maimar. So Mela, now he can't marry not Rochel and not Leah. Both of them, he has Maimar with the other one. So now he has to give both of them a get. Reb Shimon Aymer Loi Pasal. This is Reb Shimon Lishitosoi. Reb Shimon holds that we don't see a Ben Teshon V'yam Echad as Posel, not Koine Vaday and Posel Vaday. We see it as a Sofik Sofik. So you have the same amount of Shach that we described in Mishnah Zayin, and it's either one or the other. So Mela Loi Pasal. Ben Teisha Shonim Yom Echad Shebo Al Yevimtoi Umeis. The same Ben Teisha Shonim Yom Echad, but he died. So what relationship does he have with this Yevomo when she falls now to a third brother? Reuven died, left over for Shimon and Levi. Both of them are underage. Shimon, the Ben Teisha Shonim Yom Echad, was Bo Leo. It creates a maimer midrabbonon kiviyochol creates a yibum, but avada midaraisi wasn't miyabim her. So when Shimon dies, lechertz lemaylev lemer, she falls to Levi, and Levi will wait till he's a bar mitzvah, and then he'll be miyabim. But since there's a thing there with Shimon, there's like a maimer with Shimon, so now there's a zika shtei abmin. It's kilu she's nefelas from Reuven and from Shimon, from Reuven midaraisi and from Shimon. Aide the bias ben teishon yamechad. Therefore chalatz lemer siyabemis. Noso isha v'meis. Let's say the Ben Teisha Shonim V'yom Echad married a woman and then he died. After he was bought on the Yevomo and made like a Maimar, he got married to another woman. Now that marriage is l'chor nothing. He's a Ben Teisha Shonim V'yom Echad. They were only misakin the Maimar in the context of him, his Biyose Biyo as a Yevom. But that's Maimar. They were never misakin that a Maiz Kedushin of a Kotan has any standing. So therefore, if he's not so Yishuv HaMeis, HaRezu Ptura, it's nothing. She's not Skuka L'Yibum B'chla. There's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. En Kedush HaKotan Klum. Maimer they were misakin. Mishnah test. Ben Teisha Shonim Yom Echad Shebo Al Yevimtoi. He was Bo Al Yevimtoi. U'mishihigdol Nosu Yishu HaCheres. Here's a different case. In Mishnah Ches, we had where he got married, he was still a cotton. What happens if he taka waited till he was bar mitzvah and he married another woman v'meis? So now, kiviyochel, his two wives are being neuflois to his brother. Why kiviyochel? One brother, one wife he was married to. The other wife he was never married to. It's like midirabonah, he made a maimer because he made a bia of a yovam who's a ben teisha shonim v'yayim echot. So imlo yodas rishonim mishehigdil. If he was never boiled the first one from when he became a godel, So she's not a proper Yevama yet. All she is Midirabbanon. So her Rishayna Chalitza is for Lemis Yavem. She needs Chalitza. Alts the Maimer, but she doesn't need Yibum. V'hashniya Oy Chalitza is for Lemis Yavem. Here's a Kiddush. The way the Gemara explains it is that they didn't consider the Bia Teishashon V'yamechad a Bia Kalape being Doicha, the second one from Yibum. Once we say Ben Teishashon V'yamechad is like a Maimer, we should look at it that the Rishayna and the Shniya are falling together, but the Rishayna is Doicha, the Shniya. So Memel the Shniya should be Chaletzes for Lemis Yavemis on a Drabbanon level. No, we don't create that din. It's Oichaletzes Lemis Yavemis. L'maisa, there's another sheet of the Gemara that's brought down the Teis Yomtiv Kiveger. That no, even though we had before that we see the first one, the Bedeshem Yamecha was bought on the Ashes Reuven and it made it like a Maimer. So according to that Mishnah, according to the earlier Mishnah, yeah, we would be geyser that you wouldn't be the Shnei over here, would be Chaletzes Lemis Yavemis. This Mishnah holds no. This Mishnah holds that they didn't turn a Ben Teishashon V'yayim Echod into a Gansa Maisa. They weren't geyser on Shtei Yevomis HaBayis B'Bayis Echod. We don't see it as both of them being Neuflois from Shimon. So maybe it could be Miyabim. Reb Shimon Oimer Miyabim Le'ezer She'yirtza. Again, Reb Shimon L'shitosi that B'ez Ben Teisha is a Sofik Koina, Sofik Eina Koina. So Mamela, it could be that the Rishayna, if you look at it as a proper Yibum, so then you can be Miyabim either one. If you look at it as nothing, as a Bias Menteshon Yamechon is not Koina, so then the second one was Kukatev. So therefore you can be Miyabim Laizah Sheyetzah, because you can be Miyabim either one. But after it's Miyabim the first one, Chalitz L'Shniyah, because it's possible that the bias ben teishon v'yamechad that he did was not koina, and memela he was never koina the rishayna. They're not sorois, and each one needs either yibum chalitza. It's two different marriages. So memela Levi has to be miyabim to either one and chalitza to the second one. None of them could go. Neither one of them could go scot free. Echad shu ben teishon v'yamechad. Echad shehu ben esrim shana shalehevi shtei sayas. Here the Mishnah is saying something else. The whole din that we had over here, that a ben teishon v'yamechad passels and doesn't create a yibum, is also true not only on a 9-year-old, but on a 20-year-old, shalehevi shtei sayas. L'chayra, what is he? He's a katan. The Gemara adds that at a certain age, we don't see him anymore as a katan, didn't mature yet. We see him as permanently not shaykh to gadlus. Is what we call a Sris Chamam. When's that? Ovar Reiv Shnoisov at the age of 35. So by the age of 20, Lehevi Shtei Sayas, he has a din of a cotton. But once he reaches 35, then he has a din of a Sris Chamam, then he's not shakti even a Chalitza at all. Kim Avur before in the 8th parak.